Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest, as promised, is our good friend Azraella Jaffe. Let me tell you a little bit about her. In addition to being a member, one of the first members of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, Azraella is a member of the International Coaching Federation, the National Speakers Association, and the ABWA. She has 15 years of experience, actually more than that probably by now, because I think I've had this sheet here for a couple of years. In coaching and consulting with individuals, couples, and corporations, she's the author of a book that I introduced to you over a year ago called Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, a Planning Guide for Couples. She's also the author of the newer book called Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets to Positive Business Partnering. She's a syndicated columnist called Advice from A to Z. She has, I don't know, 2 or 3, maybe 6 newsletters that we're going to get you to talk about. But the thing that she's the most proud of, she is a wife and a mother. A brand new mother. He has a young son who's less than a year old. And as she says, she's a home-based business owner. Azraella, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us. And folks, we're going to talk about, I'm going to mention both of her books again as we go, and we're going to talk about the more about, I think, the last book, Let's Go Into Business Together. But one of the things that Azraella, I really would like to recommend that you tell your publishers that I said, that if they want to sell more of your books, the titles are great, both of the books are outstanding, but one of the things that I really think would help them sell more of your books is if they put your picture on the front.
They can have everybody go to my website to see what I look like, right?
Exactly, yeah. Hey, folks, listen, I've got a picture of Azraella. She's a beautiful lady.
Thank you very much.
I hope you don't mind me saying that, Ezra.
Not at all. I mean, I guess I could accuse you of sexual harassment, but everyone could use a compliment now and then, so I appreciate it.
That's exactly right. And don't forget the hugs. Now, you know, Azraella, it takes 5 hugs a day just for maintenance.
Have you figured out how to do that over the Internet yet?
Well, no, but I'm working on it.
Okay. You could make a lot of money if you figure that one out.
Exactly. But we won't go there, will we? We always have fun when Azraella is here, folks, and I'd invite her back, even if she wasn't a great guest and a great author and a great small business resource, I'd invite her back just to be able to say her name. I love that name.
and you actually pronounce it right.
Azraella, oh yeah. No.
I understand. You told me you have some people listening from Jerusalem. Well,
yeah.
Azraella is actually a Hebrew name that means God is my helper in Hebrew, and I changed my name as an adult when I was 33. My name used to be Linda, which is a lot easier to pronounce, but it's not as exciting as Azraella.
Well, you know, Linda's a beautiful name too, but I like Azraella. But good for you. That's interesting that you changed it.
That's a whole other book, what happened.
Yeah,
when you
exactly.
Your name.
We'll have to do another show on that one, won't we? let's talk about, let's get into, and by the way, folks, the phone number to join us, if you'd like, is 888-822-8255. We're talking with Azraella Jaffe about some of the advantages and disadvantages of starting a business with a friend. Azraella, I've done it both ways. I've done it with just all by myself, and I've done it with a friend, and I've had mixed results both ways.
Sounds like you should have written the book.
Yeah, well, I think I could have contributed for sure. Well, talk to us about why would anybody want to go into business with a friend?
Well, when it works beautifully. And the best business stories that I hear are from people who have not only a successful business, but they're working with somebody that they like, that they enjoy, that they trust. If you think about it like a good marriage, I like to say the evil you know is better than the evil you don't. And when you go into partnership with a stranger, there are all kinds of surprises that pop out at you. Now, we can talk a little bit about the surprises that can still pop out at you when you partner with a friend.
Yeah.
But certainly if you do go into business with somebody who you know and you trust and you have a relationship already established with, then theoretically, if it works well, you're going in with your eyes a bit more open and you know what you're getting into. And if you have a solid, trusting relationship with someone, then a lot of the stuff that comes up between partners can be worked out a lot easier if you're with someone that you love and admire.
I really think this is an important subject, folks, and that's one of the things that attracted me to Azraella is she talks and writes about things that are really fundamental to the way small business owners think when they're starting out. And you know, Azraella, I talk about small business dreamers on the show, and this show is not just for owners, it's for dreamers, because you and I both were dreamers once upon a time.
Absolutely, and we're living the
dream. We didn't have our businesses, and we dreamed about them, and we thought about them, and we planned them, and we started them, but so many times, you know, you've got a friend, and you've got an idea first, then you have a friend, you tell your friend about your idea, or vice versa, and that person says, you know, I would like to do that. I'd love to do that.
Well, I've seen it happen both ways. I've talked to people who actually have a friend, and they say, let's go find a business because we love being together. And this happens a lot when people are just graduating from college and they don't want to go get a real job, and they have a buddy they've been with for the last 4 years, and they say, hey, look, let's just go do a business together.
Now, let's call that traditional job, Azriella.
Okay.
Not real job.
Right. As opposed to what we're doing, which is...
We have to be politically correct here on the show here.
I see. Okay.
Now,
it also works the other way, that somebody gets into a situation where they know what they want to do and they start looking for a partner and they ask a friend to join them. So it happens both directions. The key, of course, is to find something that is workable for both people, because just because a business opportunity is perfect for you doesn't mean it's going to be at all suitable for your friend, and that's
right.
The trick.
Well... The I have also seen, as you say, it's beautiful. I've seen it happen that way. I've seen lifelong partnerships, guys who grew up together, or women who grew up together, and they just stayed together, and they complemented each other perfectly throughout their whole career. And then I've seen it absolutely turn into something that's as ugly as it can be in 6 months.
That's right. And the question you want to ask yourself before you go into any partnership with a friend, even if you don't believe this is going to happen, is, am I willing to risk this friendship?
Yes.
Because you will. Even if you think it won't happen to you and you're an exception to the rule, you have to ask the question. And you can also make a commitment going in. If you and your partner feel strongly about this, you can say to one another, let's make a commitment right now that our friendship supersedes everything, and that if this business doesn't work out, or if the business works out but working together is really awful for us,
right. We
find a way to make the friendship last.
And develop a plan for that eventuality before you actually go into business. In other words, give yourself an escape hatch.
That's right. Now, you know that psychologically that's very difficult for people to do, which is why experts like you and I have to keep hammering it home.
Because when you focus on it, it makes you sound negative about the whole thing, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you a lesson that I learned the hard way.
We're going to have that lesson when we come right back. Folks, do you think we don't give you a cliffhanger here on the Small Business Advocate Show? We've got to wait on that until we come back. We've got to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, and we've got some late-breaking news that I want to tell you about when we come right back. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Azriella Jaffe, the author of Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, and her newest book called Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets to Successful Business Partnering. And Azriella, I want you to stand by for just a second, because Chuck tells me we've got some news. Chuck, you want to break the news?
Well, sure. There's not any details known yet, because this has just come out a few minutes ago. The networks are a little gun-shy with it after the Bob Hope incident a few months ago.
But right.
Apparently, Joe DiMaggio, not that long ago, has finally met his time. He died early this morning.
Okay. That's breaking news, folks. Joe DiMaggio, apparently, according to the UPI, which has confirmed that Joe DiMaggio has died overnight. And so... Azriella, I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, and I don't. I wasn't watching him when he was playing, in the days that he was playing, but he gave a lot of folks some great memories.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a sports fan, but since this is a small business show, what you make me think of is that I would hope for you, Jim, and for myself and anybody who's listening, that part of what we're doing as small business owners is trying to leave a legacy in the world. And when you get to the point where the radio stations announce your death, you know that you've made a difference in the world.
Yeah.
And can you imagine that there would come a time when the people you're interviewing on your show and that you're presenting would be meaningful enough to people that when they passed along, you'd make sure that everyone knew?
Well, no question, and that you made a difference.
Right.
You know, that's the thing, that's the only thing that I would like to be able to say, is that I made a difference. And it doesn't have to be, Azriella, in what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it was just something I said to someone totally unrelated to what you and I are doing right now.
Right.
But at some point in time that somebody said, you know, he said something to me, or she did this, and it really was a great example for me.
You know, I recommend for anybody who's listening that really makes a difference for me. You and I both know it takes about 3 or 4 years before you're lucky to earn a profit sometimes, depending on the business you choose. But
no,
a lot of us, let's just say we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for the money eventually, but not in the first year or two. And it really does help to put together what I call a fan mail folder. And I keep all the letters and emails and things that people send me that tell me that I've made a difference. And I'm telling you, when the checks aren't coming in, I'm having one of those days where I wonder if it was nuts to quit my big executive job. I pull out that folder, and it really does help.
You sound just like me. I have that same folder. The people who email me and tell me how much they enjoy the show, how much it means to them, or whatever it is, anything, you're exactly right. You go back and you read those things, and then, you know, and I'll tell you something else that happens to me, and I think it's just, it really helps me, is sometimes I have those days, Azrael, like you say, and you know, I wonder if I'm making a difference at all, and then here comes this email from somebody, or a phone call. Mm-hmm. Somebody calls in and says, hey, Jim, you know, I really enjoy your show. I listen every day, and thank you very much. Or one of my clients, you know, I finish a project for them, and they tell me, you know, Jim, I could not have done this without you. Things like that.
You know, there's nothing wrong when you're having one of those days to say a prayer and ask the universe and say, look, if you want me to stay in this business, you better show me right now, today.
Thank you.
And then you start looking for some positive feedback.
Thank you for that, Azrael. I'm glad to hear you said it, because I tell my audience that, and they know that I've said this on the show before, and I really appreciate you bringing it up before I do, because I do that a lot. I mean, I'll just say, God, you know, are you sure this is what you want me to do?
Well,
you know,
help
me, and I don't necessarily ask for a sign. I just say, help me to see what it is that you're showing me.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the service that you're offering the world is that you don't just get on the radio and say, rah, 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 business is beautiful and everybody should do it.
Right.
You have experts like myself and other people come on and say, look, let's talk real here. This is what it's like.
Right.
You know, we were talking earlier about going to business with a friend. Well, sometimes it's great and sometimes it's awful. But if you go in with some research and with some preparation and you understand that this isn't nirvana, that there's going to be some hardships,
right,
then you can make an educated decision about whether you want to take the risk.
Absolutely. And you've got to feel, I think you need to have some passion for what you're doing, for what you want to do, and you have to have a real world attitude about what's going to happen. You have to be prepared, as you said, Desirella. You have to be prepared to take your lumps. But if you have a vision for what it is that you want to do, and that vision is strong enough, and it's backed up by some, as you say, Desirella, some research, then your vision and your passion will be able to rise above some of the adversity, and I appreciate you.
Well, let's talk for a moment, if we can, about that vision, because I found one critical issue came up over and over again with partners that I talked with for the book that I wrote, and that is that very often partners will not take the time to actually articulate in writing or even verbally what their vision is for the company. They think that the other person is on the same page.
Automatically knows that.
That's right.
Well,
sounds like we've got to go back to that. Oh, we never got back to the other cliffhanger either.
Which we're going to do, folks. we got off on a little bit of a tangent because we did report that Joe DiMaggio has died, folks. When we come back, we're going to get back to the cliffhanger and talk about a lot of other good stuff. Stay with us. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Azrael Jaffe is our special guest, and our phone number is 888-822-8255. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and one of my heroes is our guest today, and her name is Azrael Jaffe. She's the author of Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, A Planning Guide for Couples, which we introduced to you more than a year ago, and then her newer book, which we've also talked about previously on the show several months ago, is called Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets to Successful Business Partnering, and you've got a new book coming out on rejection. Azrael, tell our audience how they can get your books.
Well, the easy way, if you're around the world, is to go to Amazon.com, and then you can order it anywhere. It's in English only at the moment. And then if you live near a bookstore, you can order my books through any major bookstore. And the third book, what we just talked about, is called Starting from No, 10 Strategies to Overcome Your Fear of Rejection and Succeed in Business. And that one you can order right now from Amazon.com. It is not available yet. I haven't even seen it yet. But it will be out the first week of April.
And is it going to have your picture on it?
It's going to have my picture
good
on it. So now
all
you
right
set everybody up. They're going to wonder whether or not I'm as beautiful as you say. They have to go check it out, right?
Let me tell you something. You need to check. They can go to your website and find out too, can't they?
Absolutely.
What is that website?
www.isquare.com and then /CRLINK.htm as in Mary.
Right.
And if that was way too long and you just didn't capture it, then just send me an email, and that's easy because that's just az@azriela.com.
All right.
az@azriela.com. I'll be happy to show you where my website is. I also have 3 online newsletters for entrepreneurs and a 4th on its way, all of them free, and you can go to my website and learn about them and ask for them there, or you can just send me an email and say, I love your stuff, sign me up for all of them, and I'll be
and
happy
I,
to join.
And I'm a subscriber, folks, and I recommend those to you. And there's something there for everyone. And I wanted to say is that if you didn't get that website down, just go to my website and look for Azrael either under the guest page or under, especially go directly to the Brain Trust page. Azrael's a little bio on Azrael is there, plus a link to her website, and I think even a link to her email are both right there under her bio on my website. So check that out, folks. And that little website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. All right. Azrael, we were promised our audience a cliffhanger. You had a story you were going to tell us.
Well, you had mentioned earlier about the issue of negative thinking, and I said I'd learned a lesson the hard way, and then we had to go to break. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote my first book, Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, A Planning Guide for Couples, specifically because of that issue, and that is this. When I married my husband 2 weeks before our honeymoon, he quit his job to start his own business out of our home.
Ooh.
And we were in that very romantic phase of life, both being in love and also being excited about him starting a job.
Living on love.
Yes, right. And, you know, he could do no wrong and nothing bad was ever going to happen.
Gag me with a spoon.
We were also strong advocates of personal growth and positive visualization and all of that. And we got very confused between the difference between proper planning and negative thinking. And that's why I want to make this point.
Right.
There is a big difference between saying to yourself, I don't want to think negative. If I think negative, it might happen. So therefore, I'm not going to think anything negative is ever going to happen in this business, in this partnership, in this friendship, in this marriage. And therefore, you don't plan for any possibility of anything negative happening.
Right.
That's what my husband and I did. We put together a business plan that was really bogus. It was a positive visualization is what it was. It didn't address reality at all. And we got in big doo-doo, as they say.
Nothing can go wrong.
That's right. When you go into partnership with a friend, with a colleague, with your business, with anybody, or with a spouse, or you quit your job to start your own business, I strongly encourage that you understand that you can still think positively and at the same time address the reality that you may have to deal with, that because you're not going to be the exception to every rule about small business. And you can still plan for the worst and not believe it's going to happen, but at least plan for the possibility, and that allows you to be prepared.
That's exactly right. And folks, what you should do, one of the little techniques I think you should do, is sit down with your proposed partner and think of all the things that the business could go wrong with the business, especially not enough cash flow. Don't forget profits for now. I mean, profits are fine. That'll come later. But before you even can think about making a profit, you're going to have a cash flow problem. How are you going to deal with that? Which one of you is going to take the call from the banker to say, you don't have enough money in your account. What are you going to do about it before I send your – are you going to be able to cover these payroll checks?
And I would add to that, I have a whole chapter in my first book, Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, about how to create a family plan, because it's not just about money now. We're talking about if you are in any kind of relationship, then you've got a lot of other questions to answer besides what are you going to do if the money doesn't run out.
Absolutely. And other things that I think you ought to be asking your partner, your potential partner, is, do you like to work on Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to work on Sundays? Do you have to have an off day? Do you have to have a vacation this week? Do you have to stay home just because you get the sniffles? What? Tell me. Let's talk about our work ethics. Now, one of the things that I've run into, Azrael, and I've observed in other situations, not only my own, is that oftentimes you may get along great with your best friend, but what you didn't realize is that person doesn't have the same work ethic as you do.
Well, in fact, what I found when I talk with people is this. If you're going into business with somebody that you know, then you have a clue about what their work ethic is. And if you think it's going to be different working with you than what you see, I'll give you a great example. I interviewed somebody who ended up in partnership with an alcoholic partner, and it created a disaster. He lost the business as well as his friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, hindsight is wonderful, and I asked him if there were any clues. Well, of course, in his partnership, what he discovered was that, whenever we were friendly together, we used to go out and drink a lot, but I didn't think he would do that at the job. And if you've got red flags and clues that the person that you're friendly with has some bad habits that might affect you in the business, please do not sucker yourself into thinking that, well, this person would never do it at work, because they might, and you need to at least have an open discussion about it.
Just remember, folks, remember this little saying, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And that applies to everything that Azrael was just saying. 888-822-8255. We're going to take a break and be right back with our good friend Azrael Jaffe. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She was one of the original Brain Trust members. She is a good friend. Her name is Azrael Jaffe. She's the author of Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business, which is an outstanding book to help couples plan their home-based business, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. And also her newest book, which is called Let's Go Into Business Together, 8 Secrets to Successful Business Partnering. And, Azrael, and I mentioned this once before, I know when you and I talked about this before, and I'm not sure whether you appreciated it, but I have a little saying that someone told me a long time ago, and I know it sounds a little bit negative, but it is appropriate, I think, if you use this attitude, if you start out saying this, then you won't be surprised by what happens, and that is that partners are good for only two things, sex and dancing.
You're right. I don't think I appreciate that.
Well, I understand.
I wouldn't have been able to write a whole book about it if I thought that was true.
Well, now you and I both know that I'm not a negative person, and that's
just
not the reason the way I think.
Just bad experiences, huh?
Well, I guess my point is if you start out, in other words, let's say you're talking to these two people, you're coaching them, which is what you do for a living part time, part of the time, and you can't seem to get their attention. You can't. They're in love with the idea of being in business together, and they're looking through the world through their rose colored glasses, and you can't seem to get their attention. Say that to them and say, okay, now let's build from there. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think you and I both know that this is a polarized issue. Most people will either tell you one of two things. They'll either tell you that they don't think anything bad's ever going to happen because the person they're going into partnership with is someone they love and trust.
Right.
Or they will tell you the opposite. They'll tell you that there's no way that anyone can ever have a successful business partnership with a friend or a spouse because, and then they'll tell you about their horror stories.
Right.
And most of the people that you and I have met are in the middle someplace. We've had some good experiences,
right,
some bad. It's like everything else.
And I have had both. Now, let's talk for a minute about going in business with a relative.
Mm-hmm.
A brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, a father, whatever it might be.
Well, the real trick there is whether or not you can break out of the role of being a relative. For example, if you go into a partnership with your older sister, and your older sister is the one who has always been the one in the family that's revered for her knowledge and her wisdom and her brights and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm,
and you've always been a little jealous and a little antsy about the fact that she's the one that gets all the attention. If you go into the partnership with that person carrying all that family baggage, believe me, it's going to show up at the workplace. So the key is this. Every family has, you know, what I call, for my neck of the woods, we call it mishigas, to work out. And if you have a healthy relationship with a family member, again, just like a friend, it can be a very positive experience. If you don't, then you're going to play out in the workplace all the stuff that you should be playing out in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be really careful to know what the status of your relationship is with that person before you go into business together.
Very good point. And you know, you were talking about you could lose a friend earlier when we said you've got to be prepared to risk losing a friendship. But when it is a family member, like an immediate family member,
Believe me, you can lose that too.
That does to the whole family.
That's right. And you can lose that, too. And there are stories that people have all heard about, not just friendships, but families that are split apart by a business that's gone bad.
Absolutely.
So the key, really, is to make sure that you get professional help when you need it, and that if things start looking like they're going sour, that you get help before you get at the point where you're not even talking to each other.
I want to go back and spend just a little bit of time in your first book and talk about, and you did this a little bit earlier on, but I want to focus a little bit more on what people need to do with their families when they start business. And folks, this is not just if a husband wants to start a business, this applies to you even if your family members, your wife or your children, aren't going to be in your business. It's just going to be you, the husband or the wife or whatever. You're the only one in the business. You still need to have a plan for you and your family, for you being the sole person in the family in that business, right, Azriella?
Of course. I mean, let's just give you a real specific example here. Let's say that you are in business for yourself, and you've got a wife and three kids, just for argument's sake here,
mm-hmm,
and every single year the kids have always gone to summer camp, and in fact your wife would shoot you if they didn't, because
right,
that's really the only thing that you can do with kids. And you know what? That summer camp costs a lot of money. That summer camp, when you put it all together for all three kids, you're starting to talk about 10 or 15 grand for that summer. Well, you quit your job, and all you're thinking about is what you're going to do and how much money you're going to pull in the next 2 or 3 months. And let's say, I'm just making all this up right now, but let's say it's October, and June seems way far away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by June, my goodness, you're going to be bringing in 100 grand and you're going to be able to send them to an even better camp.
Right.
And you and your wife never even talk about the possibility that you won't have the cash to send the kids to camp, because you don't want to think about it, what we talked about earlier. It's negative thinking, so you don't want
right
to address the issue. Well, it's May. And guess what? The 100 grand on the business plan didn't happen, and in fact, you brought in, you know, 4 grand, and you don't have the money to send the kids to summer camp.
In fact, you're behind on the mortgage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, nobody wants to think about this scenario, but when you and I are talking about putting together a family plan, what we're talking about is you have to address the issues in your family life that are essential. Let's say that you and your wife agree that sending the kids to summer camp is as important as paying the mortgage. Then you put together a plan that addresses how you're going to come up with the money and save that money. Maybe you're going to make sure that you don't let your savings account go below 15 grand. So worst case, you'll be able to pull the money out and send the kids to summer camp.
Right, right.
Whatever it may be in your situation, the point is that you address it going in, that it's an important issue to discuss.
One of the things that I like to do is I tell people to have two plans. One is the reasonable plan. This is what I think will happen. And the other is the conservative plan. And that's the one that you might call, some people might call a negative plan, but you got to have both of them so you don't make a mistake and not realize what could happen. Stand by, folks. It's 50 after the hour. I'll be right back. All right. We're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend, Azriella Jaffe. She is the author of Honey, I Want to Start My Own Business and another book called Let's Go Into Business Together. They're two outstanding books. They're available on Amazon.com and other probably some of the other online new booksellers as well as in the bookstores. You can order them if they don't have them. I recommend them to you. I recommend you look for her upcoming book, which is on rejection. Tell us the title, Azriella.
Starting from No, 10 Strategies to Overcome Your Fear of Rejection and Succeed in Business.
And I want to make sure that my audience has the opportunity to find out about all of your newsletters, which are free, which you can get from your website, and I want you to give that your email so they can ask you for those.
az@azriella.com. And if you're not sure how to spell Azriella, it's azriella.com.
Right. And if folks, if you ever have any questions about that, you can email me or call me and I'll get you directly to her. And if you go to my website, you can link directly to her website or her email from two or three, well, actually probably at least a half a dozen different places, but especially under the Brain Trust section in my website. Check that out and go to her website, and that's where you can see the picture of her beautiful face. Azriella, one of the sad, really sad things that I hear about when I hear small business stories is the family that literally did not make it. They literally got divorced, broke up, major wreckage because of either the failure of or the difficulty with starting, operating, and managing a small business. It was one of the spouse's dreams to do this, but because they had never talked about it, they had never really internalized all the potential problems and putting that with all the great things that could happen, all the benefits that you could derive from being a small business owner, because they'd never had their conservative plan and their realistic plan or their reasonable plan, they'd never talked about all that. When all the stuff happened that you and I both know is going to happen, they weren't prepared and they didn't handle it well, and they wind up literally getting divorced over it.
Yeah, it's sad. I get a lot of letters from people who say something like, where was your book when I needed it? Now I'm divorced and it's too late.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, in fairness to those people, one of two possibilities. Yes, what you're saying is true. It's also true that some people have troubled marriages, and that what happens when they bring a business into it is it's just the thing that finally sends them over the edge.
Good point.
And so, the real key here is to make sure that whoever you go into partnership with, whether it's a spouse or a friend or a colleague or a sister or whatever, is that you make sure that that relationship is as healthy as it can be before you do anything together that involves sharing money and control.
Good point. And I think I would agree with you and would even go so far as to say if you're having real difficulty in your marriage and you really want to save that marriage, don't start a new business until that marriage gets on good footing. Would you agree with me, Azriella?
I would, and I would also say to make sure that you get some professional help to help you get through those difficult times.
Right. But there may be some things, and this is my Pollyanna attitude coming through here, Azriella, there may be some things that your current working situation is creating in the difficulty in your marriage that maybe some of the advantages of being a small business owner would solve.
You bet. That's
but it's
right.
Going to bring new ones, isn't it? It's going to bring new problems.
It's right. Don't look at it as nirvana. Just look at it as you're going to trade one set of stress for another kind of stress. And you have to decide as a couple what kind of stress do you want to handle.
That's exactly right. Azriella, well said. Thank you very much. That's got to be the last word because we're coming up on the end of the hour.
Right. Have
yourself
a great day.
As always, you did a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Looking forward to having you back. And, folks, Azriella is going to be back with us on April 1st to talk about a new book, which is about rejection. I'm always looking forward to having her with us. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, the most important members of this show, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.